Good morning from Independence Baptist Church. We've really enjoyed being able to bring the broadcast to you and hope that you've enjoyed the last series we had about Christ being our ransom. Now, we ask that you continue to pray that the Lord will direct us in the messages that we need to bring. And if you have any suggestions or questions for us, don't hesitate to contact us. Pastor Reynolds can be reached by leaving a message at 636-673-2180 or writing to P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. You can also email Pastor Reynolds directly from our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, of course, the last few topics on the broadcast have been about the eternal security of the believer and also about the Christ being our ransom. But this week, Pastor Reynolds would like to share with you a very personal message from Independence Baptist Church.
Oftentimes on this radio broadcast, I invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we really do desire that you come to the services. It's our desire that you see Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you see Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. He is the one that can forgive of sins. He's the one that grants eternal life. He's the one that's going to judge us. God is the one that has given to us His Bible, His King James Bible. And we desire that each of you that listen to this radio broadcast understand those vitally important truths that He has given to us in the Word of God. But what is it that makes Independence Baptist Church special? What is it that makes me believe that Independence Baptist Church is the place where you ought to attend services and where you can find the Lord Jesus Christ, where you might not find Him in that fashion somewhere else? Let me read to you the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18. Here's the words of Jesus Christ Himself. And Jesus said, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee," that is, unto the church, "I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The reason that I believe that Independence Baptist Church is the place where you can come, you can worship God in spirit and in truth, and you can find a refuge from the wickedness of this world is because Independence Baptist Church is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ Himself. And Jesus is the Rock of Ages. Jesus is the rock that we can build our lives upon. And you can find more about Jesus at Independence Baptist Church than you can in the world or anywhere else. I know that I'm saying that because I'm the pastor, right? And I'm supposed to be saying that, right? Well, it goes deeper than that. I am the pastor of Independence Baptist Church, and I'm thankful that God has placed me here as pastor of this great church. But it's my desire that you, who are not members here, who do not attend the Independence Baptist Church, that you might understand that we are the kind of church that Jesus Christ has established upon this earth. We're not established upon ourselves. We're not established upon our personalities. We're not established on the various programs or plans that men might devise to get people to come. But we are established upon the Rock of Ages, that is, Jesus Christ Himself. And this rock is big enough for you to build your life upon. This rock is strong enough to stand the test of time. If you look back in the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, we find here that Jesus Christ, as He concludes His Sermon on the Mount, He says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." And the Bible states that the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Understand here that the rock is Jesus Christ. We build our lives not on a church, but we build our lives on Jesus Christ. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, is built also upon Jesus Christ. The whole focus of the existence of Independence Baptist Church is toward Jesus Christ, because He is our head. We will find this, that there are no struggles for superiority at Independence Baptist Church, and there should never be in any church. Say, why is that? It's because Jesus Christ is the head of His church. He is the head of Independence Baptist Church. Jesus Christ tells us what to do as we read His Bible. The Bible is our guide. I'm not saying that you cannot have your Bible at home. I'm not saying that you cannot worship at home. But I am saying to you that if you really want to understand the fullness of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to find that fullness in one of His churches. An Independence Baptist Church located in Forestdale, Missouri is one of those churches. Notice what the Bible states here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. The Bible said, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. There is a measure of peace in the world, but there is nothing comparable to the peace that God can give when you attend faithfully Independence Baptist Church, because we are one of the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of John, chapter 16, and verse 33, Jesus says this, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Notice that Jesus Christ is saying that it is in Him that you're going to have peace. Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 7 that we need to build our lives upon the rock, that is, upon Jesus Christ. The Bible also states in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 that Jesus said, "I'm going to build my church upon the rock. I'm going to build my church upon myself." The only way that you're going to find the kind of peace that Jesus really wants you to have is in Jesus Christ and in Independence Baptist Church, because Independence Baptist Church belongs to Jesus Christ and to Him alone. Now, someone would say, "Are you telling me that the only place I can find any kind of peace and contentment or contact with the Lord or worship the Lord is at Independence Baptist Church?" No, I'm not saying that at all. And I know a lot of people foolishly say that Baptists believe that only Baptists are going to heaven. You know, that's about the biggest lie I ever heard, because it's just simply not so. I don't know any Baptist that believe that. Now, there may be a few people that call themselves Baptists that believe that, but certainly we don't believe that at Independence Baptist Church. God speaks to people performing His will because He's in charge. But God has given to us a church in this day and age in which we live, where we can find a closeness to God that we cannot find in this world. Let me give you an Old Testament example. In the book of Genesis, chapter 16, Abraham and Sarah had no children. And you remember, of course, that the promise of the Messiah and the promise of a marvelous future for the nation of Israel was going to come through Abraham and Sarah. In Genesis chapter 16, Sarah has no children, and so she gives her handmaid Hagar unto Abram to raise up a child. When Sarah understands that Hagar is with Abram's child, she is then jealous and casts Hagar out of her sight, and Hagar leaves. But notice this. In Genesis chapter 16 and verse 7, the Bible said, "And the angel of the Lord found her," that is, the angel of the Lord found Hagar by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. Now, notice in this place that Hagar is not included in the promises that God has given to the nation of Israel, and yet God spoke to Hagar. Here's what I'm saying. There are promises that God gives especially to His church. There's promises of peace that God gives to his church that you cannot find outside that realm of that promise. Here, Hagar was commanded by God to return and submit herself unto Sarah, who is her master, because there's a line of authority that God has given in this world. And so it is that Jesus Christ is the Rock of Ages. And Jesus Christ has built his church upon himself. And Jesus Christ desires to give all of his children peace. And there is a measure of peace. There is a measure of communication with God outside the realm of the promise that God has given to his church. But is that enough for you? Is it enough for you that you would have only that little bit that God has given, like the little bit that God gave to Hagar? One other point that I'd like to consider this morning is that Independence Baptist Church is like the first church. Jesus Christ organized his kind of church during his own personal ministry. And he was especially with that congregation of saved, scripturally baptized believers because they had the baptism that came from John the Baptist, who was a man sent from God. John the Baptist had the authority of God to scripturally baptize, and he did that, preparing the material that Jesus Christ used to put into the church that he called out to follow him during his own personal ministry. That first church was not encumbered with associations or conventions, because there was no convention. There was no association. There was no board or anything. It was simply a church. That's what Independence Baptist Church is. We are not encumbered with associations or conventions or boards or directors or whatever. We are simply believers, saved, scripturally baptized believers who have covenanted together to worship God in spirit and in truth. We follow the precepts of the Word of God. We get our instructions as to how we conduct our business, as to the things that we do. We get all of those things from the Bible. We simply ask God to reveal unto us from His Word what He wants us to do. And that is what we do. Independence Baptist Church receives all of our doctrines from the Word of God. We do not study Baptist fathers or those that have gone before us to discover Bible doctrines. Instead, we follow exactly what God has given to us in His Word and nothing else. What makes Independence Baptist Church special? It's not its members. Because all of the members are just sinners, saved by the grace of God. But the thing that makes Independence Baptist Church special is that God has put His hand upon us. And we recognize that and know that it's so. God has blessed us and revealed Himself to us in many ways down through the years. And all we want to do is to worship Him, and we want you to be a part of that as well.
If you'd like to learn more about us, you may log on to our website, which is again www.independencebaptist.org. On the website, you'll find many different sermons, tracts, and books that explain our beliefs. And these are not things that we've just come up with ourselves, but they're written from direct information that was gathered from the Word of God. And on the website, you'll also be able to download and listen to many different messages that were preached from the pulpit at Independence Baptist Church. And if you'd like to talk with someone, please call us and leave a message at 636-673-2180. And if you'll leave your contact information, we'd be glad to call you back and answer any questions that you might have about our church. Now, as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. for worship services. And then Sunday evening services will be starting at 4 with a prayer meeting and worship services then at 4:30. Now, during the week, we also will be meeting on Wednesday nights at 7 for a Bible study. Well, our time for this week is about up, but we want to thank you again for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.